Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Toronto Blue Jays and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Toronto Blue Jays. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Bob Baylor. Batting second. The second baseman, Steve Staggs. Batting third. The left fielder, Al Woods. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Ron Fairley. Batting fifth. The DH, Sam Ewing. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Otto Velez. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Doug Rader. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Hector Torres. Batting ninth. The catcher, Alan Ashby. Pitching for the Toronto Blue Jays, Jerry Garvin. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Rick Burleson. Batting second. The center fielder, Fred Lynn. Batting third. The right fielder, Jim Rice. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Carl Yastrzemski. Batting fifth. The catcher, Carlton Fisk. Batting sixth. The first baseman, George Scott. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Butch Hobson. Batting eighth. The DH, Tommy Helms. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Steve Dillard. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Fergie Jenkins. And now, play ball. Bob Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Dillard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Steve Staggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staggs bunts towards the mound. Jenkins juggles the ball. That's an error on Jenkins. Al Woods is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woods hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Dillard fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Ron Fairley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Woods. The throw from Fisk and he is safe. Woods steals second. Ron Fairley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fairley hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Lynn. Fairley reaches second base with a double. Woods scores. That run is unearned. It's 1-0, Blue Jays. Sam Ewing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ewing strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Blue Jays 1, and the Red Sox 0. The Red Sox will come to bat. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fairley scoops it up and throws to first, with Garvin covering, for the out. One out. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn strikes out. Two outs. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice hits a fly ball into center field. Baylor settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Blue Jays 1, and the Red Sox 0. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Otto Velez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Velez strikes out. One out. Doug Rader is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rader hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Lynn. Rader reaches second base with a double. Hector Torres is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torres hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burleson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Alan Ashby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ashby hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Rader scores. It's 2-0, Blue Jays. Bob Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 0-for-1 in the game. Baylor is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Blue Jays 2, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski hits a pop-up, foul, towards short. Torres settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk hits a fly ball into right field. Velez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Staggs settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Blue Jays 2, and the Red Sox nothing. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Steve Staggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staggs is 0-for-1 in the game. Staggs hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Al Woods is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woods is 0-for-1 in the game. Woods hits a line drive towards right. Rice catches it and throws to first to double up Staggs. Two outs. Ron Fairley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fairley is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Fairley hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hobson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Blue Jays 2, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Butch Hobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hobson strikes out. One out. Tommy Helms is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Helms hits a fly ball into center field. Baylor settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Steve Dillard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillard hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Staggs settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Blue Jays 2, and the Red Sox nothing. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Sam Ewing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ewing is 0-for-1 in the game. Ewing is called out on strikes. One out. Otto Velez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Velez is 0-for-1 in the game. Velez hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Scott settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Doug Rader is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rader is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Rader hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Lynn. Rader reaches second base with a double. Hector Torres is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torres is 0-for-1 in the game. Torres takes first base on ball 4. Alan Ashby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ashby is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Ashby hits a ball on the ground towards first. Scott scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Ashby for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Blue Jays 2, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson is 0-for-1 in the game. Burleson hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Staggs settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn is 0-for-1 in the game. Lynn hits a ball on the ground towards short. Torres scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0-for-1 in the game. Rice hits a ball on the ground towards short. Torres scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Blue Jays 2, and the Red Sox nothing. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Bob Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 0 for 2 in the game. Baylor hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Lynn. Baylor reaches second base with a double. Steve Staggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staggs is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Staggs is called out on strikes. One out. Al Woods is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woods is 0 for 2 in the game. Woods hits a ball on the ground towards first. Scott scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Woods for the out. Baylor moves to third. Two outs. Ron Fairley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fairley is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Fairley hits a fly ball into left field. Yastrzemski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Blue Jays 2, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 0 for 1 in the game. Yastrzemski hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 0 for 1 in the game. Fisk hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rader fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 0 for 1 in the game. Scott hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's Blue Jays, 2, Red Sox, 2. Butch Hobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hobson is 0 for 1 in the game. Hobson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Torres scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tommy Helms is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Helms is 0 for 1 in the game. Helms hits a pop-up towards third. Rader settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Blue Jays 2, and the Red Sox 2. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Sam Ewing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ewing is 0 for 2 in the game. Ewing hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burleson picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Burleson. Ewing moves to second. Otto Velez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Velez is 0 for 2 in the game. Velez hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 4-2, Blue Jays. Doug Rader is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rader is 2 for 2 in the game, with two doubles. Rader hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hobson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Hector Torres is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torres is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Torres hits a fly ball into center field. Lynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Alan Ashby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ashby is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Ashby strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Blue Jays 4, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Steve Dillard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillard is 0 for 1 in the game. Dillard hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Staggs settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson is 0 for 2 in the game. Burleson hits a fly ball into right field. Velez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn is 0 for 2 in the game. Lynn hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-3, Blue Jays. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0-2 in the game. Rice hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 1-2 in the game, with a single. Yastrzemski hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Staggs scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Blue Jays 4, and the Red Sox 3. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Bob Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 1-3 in the game, with a double. Baylor hits a fly ball into right field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Steve Staggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staggs is 1-3 in the game, with a single. Staggs hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Lynn. Staggs reaches second base with a double. Al Woods is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woods is 0-3 in the game. Woods hits a ball on the ground towards first. Scott juggles the ball. That's an error on Scott. Staggs moves to third. Ron Fairley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fairley is 1-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Fairley hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Staggs scores. Woods moves to third. It's 5-3, Blue Jays. Ramon Hernandez now pitching. Doug Ault pinch hits for Sam Ewing. Doug Ault is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ault bunts towards the mound. Hernandez fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Woods scores. Fairley moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 6-3, Blue Jays. Reggie Cleveland now pitching. Otto Velez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Velez is 1-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Velez hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Fairley moves to third. Ault moves to second. Doug Rader is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rader is 2-3 in the game, with two doubles. Rader hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hobson fields it, throws to home for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Blue Jays 6, and the Red Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Chuck Hartenstein now pitching. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 0-2 in the game. Fisk takes first base on ball 4. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 1-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Scott hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Staggs fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Butch Hobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hobson is 0-2 in the game. Hobson hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 6-4, Blue Jays. Bernie Carbo pinch hits for Tommy Helms. Bernie Carbo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carbo hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 6-5, Blue Jays. Denny Doyle pinch hits for Steve Dillard. Denny Doyle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doyle hits a fly ball into center field. Baylor settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Blue Jays 6, and the Red Sox 5. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Denny Doyle now playing second base. Hector Torres is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torres is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Torres hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Scott settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Alan Ashby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ashby is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Ashby hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ernie Witt pinch runs for Alan Ashby. Bob Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. Baylor hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Witt moves to second. Bill Campbell now pitching. Steve Staggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staggs is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. Staggs takes first base on ball 4. Witt moves to third. Baylor moves to second. Al Woods is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woods is 0 for 4 in the game. Woods hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Campbell fields it, throws to the plate for 1, and over to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Blue Jays 6, and the Red Sox 5. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ernie Witt now catching. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson is 0 for 3 in the game. Burleson hits a pop-up towards short. Torres settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Lynn hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Blue Jays, 6, Red Sox, 6. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Rice hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 7-6, Red Sox. Mike Willis now pitching. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Yastrzemski hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 8-6, Red Sox. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Fisk hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Willis fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Scott hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 9-6, Red Sox. Jerry Johnson now pitching. Butch Hobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hobson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Hobson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bernie Carbo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carbo is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Carbo takes first base on ball 4. Hobson moves to second. Denny Doyle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doyle is 0 for 1 in the game. Doyle strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 9, and the Blue Jays 6. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Rick Miller now playing right field. Ron Fairley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fairley is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got two RBIs. Fairley strikes out. One out. Doug Ault is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ault is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Ault is hit by the pitch. Otto Velez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Velez is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Velez hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hobson fields it and throws to second for the out. 2 outs. Doug Rader is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rader is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 doubles. Rader strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 9, and Toronto Blue Jays, 6. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.